This is Voices from the Classroom, a WFSU radio project sponsored by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative.
My name is Andrea Zhang. I'm a senior at Lincoln High School. One of the things that I think has really helped me in high school and in life and every experience is that I grew up in a house of books. There were piles in my room, stacks in the den, baskets in the bathroom. In retrospect, it was the perfect way to grow up. I would read instead of watching TV. I would sit outside with a book. I would go on adventures in books. I was just familiar with words. I was learning, and I didn't even realize I was learning. Even if I wasn't learning like facts, I was learning words, I was learning ideas, I was unconsciously recognizing patterns that really helped me in my higher level English classes. It was just me having fun. I didn't even realize that I was preparing myself in a really effective manner for the challenges of high school. It's also helped me in classes that aren't English. It's helped me in science, knowing what's important in a book, knowing what the familiarity with writing and reading that a lot of people don't have because they don't read. There's nothing more important in a successful education than a supportive family. Even if your family isn't educated, if your parents support you in every endeavor they possibly can, that means the world. I see kids who are well off, have a car and have all these things, but their parents were never there for them to help them do their homework, or they just didn't encourage them to opportunities that would help them with their education. But there's kids who are poorer and minority who have encouraging parents who aren't as intelligent as the other ones. Those kids do well, and it's the family that matters. I'm Andrea Zhang, and I graduate from Lincoln High School in 2014.
The American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.